You're listening to Two Rights Don't Make a Right,
where we'll give you our opinion,
but you better be ready to hear it.
And then she'd have you removed.
Yeah.
The bailiffs would rock up.
Who's that?
You know, like bailiffs when like people get evicted from houses and like the bailiffs will come and like
what change. What does the bailiff look like?
No, I think that's their job. Like, that's their job title, I think.
I'm like, who's bringing a lift into the home to get rid of someone? Crackerjack, welcome back.
Thank you. By the way, I don't know where this nickname Crackerjack has come from.
No, it just felt right.
Don't know where you get off with that. You've never called me that before.
No, I just thought it had a good rhyme to it. And you are a bit of a cracker at the moment. You're just a cracker on the juice.
Okay.
So I'm just rolling with that.
All right. I'll accept.
Okay, good. How are you? We've had a big week.
Big week. Yeah, I'm all right. Obviously, I woke up with an absolute fucking blocked ear that's now ringing its head off.
Oh,
so
good.
Started my day off great. It felt like someone had just come in and cracked me in the ear while I was asleep. So
yeah, it was me.
Was that you? Thank you.
Yeah, you've been pissing me off. No, just joking.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, well, we have had quite a week. First of all, Kylie Minogue.
Amazing.
So, so good.
Icon.
If you weren't there, then you should have been because it was a bloody good show. I don't know why she got such a bad rap in Perth.
I don't know. Like, I reckon their vibe was that she was meant to be like pink and be doing flips around the stadium or something. But yeah. I think they were confused because the show was great.
Yeah, and Kylie's never been doing flips.
No, and so. Like, I mean, that was the first time I've seen Kylie Minogue, so I didn't really know what to expect. Mm. But look, if that was a shit Kylie concert, then I've been missing out this
Absolutely.
Whole time.
The set list was amazing. Her voice sounded amazing. I thought the stage setup was really cool. Outfits were a bit hacked, but you know, I'll just take the bad with the good and say that it was overall a fantastic show.
Yeah, and look, she's no spring chicken. She's in a, you know, entering her late 50s, like, what are you wanting from her? Like, vocals are on point. Lighting was on point.
She was entertaining.
She was entertaining. She engaged with the crowd so much. Like,
I also, before we even went in, I saw someone had taken off their fucking dusty bra and threw it on the ground. Like, someone had just come from work and did a quick outfit change. And I'm like, you know what? Bras and things have a 2-for-1 tomorrow. I'll just get another one.
Get another one. Yeah.
Yeah, it really set the tone for the night. It was great. Loved it. Before we actually get into the episode, I have two bingo card updates for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, as you know, at the start of the year, Jess and I had bingo card updates or bingo card, I don't know, 2025 bingo cards.
I got left out of that one, but all good.
Yeah. and I have two updates for you. One of them being that Justin Bieber has been spotted again, absolutely twacked out of his mind.
Wait, didn't you mention this last week or is this again?
Again. So this was at like a meet and greet thing and he was like chewing his gums off and like extremely like erratic.
Jesus.
In front of like, I don't know if it was a fan or someone that was interviewing, but you know, if I see more about him, I'm crossing that off my bingo card.
But you know, what if he was just overstimulated? Like, you know when you feel like that? When it's like you're in a place that you don't want to be. There's a lot going on. Yeah, it was actually like us at the shops earlier this morning.
Yeah, but we didn't look absolutely twacked out.
Well, we did.
Getting frustrated that people had brought their kids to the shopping centre.
Yeah.
I was like, get absolutely out of my bloody way. We're on a mission.
But, okay, so that's an update with J-Bo.
My second one is another Real Housewives of Melbourne update.
Okay.
Gina, Janet, Gamble and Jackie all had a catch-up dinner last night with a casting director from Real Housewives of Melbourne.
Something is happening.
Of Sydney.
Something is happening.
And Jackie had uploaded a video with her saying, what would you like to see for season 6? Like, who would your dream cast be? Should we get some new blood in?
Where did this video get uploaded?
Last night. It's on her Instagram.
On Jackie's?
Jackie's, yeah. Oh. With the casting director in it. So, I definitely think something's coming.
Oh, my God. That is so amazing.
Lydia wasn't there.
Okay. Well, she'll be back. Surely. She's begging for it.
Yeah. I would be happy to see all of those girls back.
Yeah.
Even if it was not even with anyone new. Just bring those four back because they are so entertaining.
100%.
So, I'm very close to ticking two off my 25 bingo card and we're not even in March yet, so...
Good one.
Love, love, love. Okay. Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think?
Actually, no. I had a question to ask as well.
Sure.
It's very random, but I wrote down, what positive changes have you made so far in 2025?
I hope that's not one of your rapid fire questions.
No, it's not. It's just like...
What positive changes have I made?
You know, we're a couple months in, like...
I've actually stayed quite consistent with my really healthy eating throughout mm-hmm. the week.
That's pretty easy to do when all you take to work is 3 carrots and a cucumber. You chuck them into a container and off you go.
Yeah. It's
you
easy.
Eat like a horse.
It's convenient. And it's clean. So,
okay.
I mean, fight me on it.
And then you message me 3 hours later being like, my stomach is fucked.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, hopefully it's just me cleansing out all the
toxins.
Yeah. Deep fried food from 6 months ago. What else have I done? I feel like I've been very locked in to work at the moment.
Yep.
So that I've been really feeling good about and consistent with. Exercise, I've changed up my workout routine a little bit more. I don't know, just I've stayed consistent with healthier habits so far longer than what I normally would have, but mm-hmm. not putting a huge focus on saying like new me, new this, new whatever. Like,
yeah.
I just feel like I've been able to...
Lifestyle change.
Yeah.
Lifestyle update.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you?
Well, I, even though you wouldn't think so, I think I have actually instilled some healthy habits in my 2025.
Yeah,
like,
let's hear it.
Well, I'm taking lunches to work that are a lot healthier and mm-hmm. also, you know, saving money. Like before I was spending like $120 on lunch a week, which is crazy. Yeah,
so
but
origin.
Soonta, I love you.
Yeah.
I'll be back one day
so
if
origin.
You're listening, Soonta.
Hate to see you coming.
Yeah. And that's been good and I have stuck to that.
Great.
Even on my work from home days, I'm still having my little salad because, you know, it's very tempting to get Uber Eats and all that. But,
for
you
sure.
know... Got to fight those temptations. Mm. And then also one thing that you didn't mention, but we've stopped having our nighttime Coca-Colas.
Yeah,
the cans. We've switched over to, what is it, like sparkling...
Flavored water.
Flavored mineral waters.
Yeah, I fuck with that.
I love them. You just want something fizzy, but the flavor that we got this week, we can't get again because it's lemon lime. And like when I drink it, it tastes like a vodka soda lime and I get halfway through and I'm like, oh, I want a cigarella. But I'm like, so we can't get that one again.
Any excuse to get on it.
Yeah. Like we just need to avoid that flavor because otherwise I'll be at the cast.
Relapse.
On a Wednesday night.
Off to the pub. Off to the tub.
But yeah, anyways.
Great. Great healthy habits. Yeah. I'm loving that. Live, laugh, loving the sparkling waters.
Mm.
I can't get enough actually. Maybe I'll crack one open after this. Beverly Hills.
Yep.
What did you think this episode? I feel like we're finally, they're warmed up now.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a great episode.
Yeah.
Like I was actually locked in the whole way through.
Yep.
And yeah, actually laughing.
Yeah.
Like it was good.
I think, so finally we leave Augusta. Thank God for that. Reba mm-hmm. loves Kyle and you can really tell that she does not like us at
yeah.
all. At all. I mean, that naturally would come if you're trying to give someone mother and daughter advice.
Yeah, unsolicited advice.
That you've never met the mother before. So, you know, quite rich and she kind of dug her grave in that. But finally we leave Augusta and we go to Dorit's.
Before we leave Augusta on the pod, I felt like Sutton's confessional through... those scenes was nice.
Yeah.
Not the black one. We've like mentioned that one before.
Yeah,
the one with the
wavy hair.
Yeah. She's got straight hair with like curtain bangs and it's
a
nice dress as well.
Yeah.
Anyway, just wanted to, we're always talking shit about her. So I feel like throw her a bone.
I will throw her a bone this season in terms of she's definitely had like a glow up, like the LA glow up. Like she just has like a proper glam team now. Her outfits aren't as fucked. Like, she just looks a lot better. I feel like she's finally, you know, hired someone to do that shit for her now instead of doing it herself.
Agree. And also, the I love yous felt very cringy, I must say.
Yeah. That was just for camera time, I reckon. And yep. The mum was just playing along with it the whole time.
The mum heard of cancel culture and was like, yeah. I want nothing of that.
Yeah, yeah. Can we go to Dorit's party yet or no?
Go for it.
Okay, so thoughts on this party?
I mean, thoughts on the party, like, itself. Looked like a bit of a barbecue, whatever.
Yeah, but a catered barbecue. I would absolutely love to have catering where you just feel like you don't have to put on anything.
For sure.
There's a hot dog cart there. There's, like, someone setting up platters. Like, that's ideal.
Yeah, and also, how fun as a kid to have a water slide blown up in your backyard. Absolutely. Like, we just had trampolines and you'd throw a bit of hose water on it.
Or a tarp and you fucking slide down it with dishwashing liquid.
Dishwashing liquid, yeah.
Ghetto.
That's the Aussie summer.
Can I speak? Can I spark?
I don't know. Can you spark?
Sutton's red studded sketches white dress and tacky headband. Fuck me.
I know.
Like, her terrible... She looks like she's escaped either mental asylum or an old person's home. Like, she looked absolutely fritzed.
Do you know what the red shoes reminded me of?
Your Skechers?
Yes. When I bought a pair of Skechers for New Zealand, thinking like, oh, I know that they're Skechers, but they're all black. And like, I think that they'll look cool with my jumpsuit. And then you took a photo of me from behind in New Zealand, which, by the way, fucking rude. You never do that to someone. And I saw them and was like, what the fuck? Like, I literally looked like Gru from Despicable Me if he owned a jumpsuit.
They were like Nike Air Force dupes.
By the way, by jumpsuit, I mean tracksuit, but yeah.
Jumpsuit. The one piece in New Zealand.
In remote New Zealand. Okay, no, I meant tracksuit. I meant tracksuit, but yeah. The sketches.
Yeah,
they're going in the fucking bin because of that photo you took.
I did see them in the wardrobe after the last wardrobe chuck out. I was surprised to still see them in the collection.
They were like $200, so, and you should have stopped me from buying them. You actually told me, yeah, they'll look great. And then you fucking snapped me from behind.
I look, and they've got quite a heel on them too. It gave you some height.
Maybe I should wear them with a jumpsuit then.
Maybe. Yeah,
fucking hell. But yeah, that's what Sutton's shoes were giving.
Yeah, for sure.
And then also, I just want to mention the way that Sutton, she pisses me off so much when she enters a house and thinks like everyone needs to come and kiss her feet or something. Like, if you're entering a house party and like the host is somewhere else, whatever, just go and make yourself at home. Like, go. Sit out the back, grab a drink. Like, you don't need to, like...
She's pissed off already for nothing.
Sit there, like, waiting for someone to come and, like, treat you like a queen.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just an Aussie thing. I don't know. We're so laid back in that way.
Well, Carl walked in and couldn't give two fucks.
Yeah. She's just so uptight. Like, relax. Go grab a drink. Jesus.
Carl looked fantastic, by the way.
Yeah, she did.
She looked great. The shrine...
Yeah, that was weird.
I do love the idea of walking and seeing like a round table, maybe with like some flowers.
Yeah, not photos.
It was giving very millennial, like, or Gen X.
Yeah.
Like, just, and the chrome, like, photo frames.
Yeah. That's
terrible,
very
terrible. And it was like almost like placed, it looked like it was placed there on purpose for when you walk in, you see that.
And like the way that Dorit was walking around being like, I don't even see it. I haven't had time to touch it. It's like, you're hosting a party at your house. You can't tell me you haven't thought about like at least what your guests are going to walk into within a 5 meter radius.
Well, the first thing that you see when you walk in.
Yeah. Also, Dorit's mother.
Yes.
Sorry, what background are they from?
Well, I don't know. Because Dorit sounds British, but then she sounds like...
Polish or something.
Yeah.
I was like, when I saw that lady, I was like, oh, who's that? And then it said Dorit's mother, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, she's got a Polish accent or something.
Their background European. Is very confusing. Yeah, like Croatian or something. I don't know. Like, white European.
But I swear accent. When Dorit joined the show, she only talked about being British.
Yeah.
So,
look.
Explain yourself, Dorit.
A lot of wires crossed there.
Mm.
Garcelle's stack.
Oh, my God. You just know she turned around and was like, fucking put that on TV and I'm coming for you.
I just know that exact feeling of when you trip and you almost fall on your ass and, like, your whole body stings. Like, what? And you feel like your head's fallen out of your fucking eyes.
What are you talking about?
When I have, like, a stack like that, my whole body, like, goes into this, like, shock mode. Because I think it's preparing you for a fall.
Me, I let go.
So, it prepares me for, like, this. I feel like my whole body goes, like, up 20 degrees. My body starts stinging. And my eyes feel like they're about to bulge out of my fucking ears and my brain's about to come out of my eyes. And I get so pissed off.
That's the schizophrenia. Yeah. Because you're schizophrenia. Like, now I've...
What? Schizophrenia.
What's wrong with that?
I don't think that's how you say it. I think it's schizophrenia.
How was I saying it?
Schizophrenia.
Schizophrenia.
What nationality is that?
I don't know.
Anyway, it is giving very schizophrenic. Oh, speaking of schizophrenic.
Oh, no. Oh, it's all good. I thought I wiped all my notes.
Speaking of schizophrenic, I thought I was extreme. Like, my schizophrenia was peaking at the Kylie concert.
Oh, yeah. Oh. No, that wasn't... That was, valid.
Finally
lots
validated
of gays staring.
It. Yeah, and I was just...
Gays have a fucking staring problem, by the way.
Yeah. Well, I think it's just, like, a men thing. I mean, I don't stare at people. I'm looking at the ground half the time because I feel like everyone is staring at me. Or I'm looking directly
damage
ahead.
Damage control.
Yeah, or I'm looking directly ahead and just trying to look through people. But yeah, that was...
Yeah, that was valid.
Stare bear contest.
You're a hot piece, so they were like, who's this?
I mean, I wouldn't say that. But anyway, let's get back to this.
Sure.
Then we get to the alcohol joke. Garcelle even started laughing at that with Dorit saying...
And then she flipped real fast when...
Oh, when Sutton got upset. Pissed, yeah. Garcelle even found that funny. You could tell Dorit didn't mean it as a thing. Although the energy was a bit weird with Dorit and Sutton when Dorit took the bag. God. And I was like, okay, I even feel awkward watching this. Because Sutton was extremely uncomfortable watching... Dorit just clutch onto that tiny little Colette by Heyman.
Colette. That's
Hermes dupe.
I know, but that's what I love Dorit for, when she just does random shit like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just funny. And like Kyle was standing there like, okay, I've got to go.
Yeah. She wasn't needed in that scene.
No.
And then we see Sutton obviously storms out and Kyle and Garcelle go after Sutton. And now, yes, while I can see that this looks like it's very, what's the word? Not conflicting, but... what's the word?
What's the word?
Contradicting?
No, it's...
Hypocritical.
Yes. Of Sutton.
Yes.
Yeah.
To claim Kyle, you know, leaving and storming out, even though Sutton didn't go after Kyle when she stormed out, but yada, yada, yada. And everyone's saying, like, you know, very... hypocritical. I would say Kyle wasn't going after Sutton to be like, stay in a good way. I feel like she just had her producer's hat on and was like, no, you got to stay. And then for more drama to come out.
Yeah,
on the
maybe.
Day.
Yeah, can see that.
I don't think Kyle really cares about Sutton storming out. I think she wanted her to stay so she could get flattened a little bit more.
Yeah. Well, you know what? If I was Kyle, I would feel like that too, because I'd be wanting to take some... like, blank hits at Sutton because she's a bitch.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's time for her to be knocked down a few.
Yeah. Also, then Bose walks in.
Holy smokes, that outfit.
That was a red square dress. It was.
It's something you see in the weekend basis, every weekend.
Yeah. Like, MCL, chuck it on, $60, go to Reds. Yeah. You're out till 7 a.m.
It was not her best look, I will give you that. I mean, at least she was on theme with the blue for 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, probably not.
Was that the only blue thing she owns? It must be.
Potentially, yeah.
Also, Sutton probably said that she was leaving about 35 times before she actually left.
And then she hides in the corridor when Bose rocked up.
I know. Oh. She looked ridiculous.
Looked like a damn fool.
You fool.
And then, you know, obviously Sutton leaves. Thank God for that. Kathy arrives. Erica arrives. And then everyone comes back. now I need to find where I was. And then we get into Bo's defending Dorit.
Yeah.
Garcelle calling out Bo, saying that she's Dorit's spokesperson.
Mm-hmm.
When really, it feels like Garcelle has been like that ever since she's come on.
For Sutton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Found that to be extra hypocritical. Mm. Erica looks like she's also fighting for her life as well. You can tell that she wants to get into these arguments, but her face is like she's really fighting. She's really channeling everything that her therapist has said to her and is like, I can't get involved. I can't get involved.
I think her therapist has like probably hypnotized her into seeing like her face in front of her when there's fighting going around her something.
But she's fighting for her life. Like she wants to say something, but she's like, no, not this. That's not going to be me this season. But, you know...
Fight the urge. Just get into it.
She does, you know, we do see little peaks here and there, which is fun. But I enjoy seeing her in a calm state of mind this season.
Also, refreshing. Just side note, the queen at the hot dog stand, when Erica went up and stole his hot dog.
Stole the gay's hot dog?
Like, who's that? And also, that's where you're trying to get to.
What do you mean? I'm at the hot dog station?
No. You want to be... The queen that gets 20 seconds of airtime on Real Housewives.
Yeah, I'll be...
You'd love it.
I'd do anything to have maybe 40 seconds. Maybe I could steal it back off of her.
And then throw her in
another 15 seconds.
Yeah.
And then she turns around and be like, fuck off, faggot.
No, she'd just sue you.
Yeah. Or what? Mm. Yeah. And then we get into the petty arguments with Kyle and Dorit.
Yeah.
The back and forth. This is where I was like, you know what? This is what I want to see. This is what I want to see, like petty arguments, back and forth, not meaning much, just has nothing behind it.
Yeah.
Dorit doing a little bit too much and then Kyle going the extra mile and imitating her.
Oh, I know. And I know that Kyle looked like a bit of an idiot in that scene. I was loving it. It was hilarious. But... I can kind of get why Kyle was so frustrated with Dorit in that moment because...
It had nothing to do with her to begin with.
I know. But the thing is Dorit sitting there saying, I don't even know what's going on with you. And then they have the little back and forth. Yeah. And then she goes, are we starting clean or not?
Yeah.
Well, and it's like, that is the epitome of gaslighting.
Yes.
Because you threw a dig while Kyle was already like... frustrated with Bose in this moment, then you throw a dig at her. Of course, she's going to turn to you and have some fucking, like...
resentment.
Yeah, or just, like, some...
Attitude
towards her.
Yeah.
And then when she gives you a bit too much, you go, I thought we were starting clean. Are we doing this or not? And then Kyle has to, like, bring it right back down because she knows, like, I don't want to go there again.
It was good to kind of see Garcelle back Kyle up. A little bit there too. Like when Dorit was like, don't yell at me. Don't yell at my house. And she's like, she's not yelling.
Yeah. I mean, the veins were starting to bulge. Yeah,
they were becoming a little bit more prominent. Thank God they deflated after once they hugged it out and said, we love each other very much. And Kathy chiming in. Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Also, Bo's kind of scolding Kathy to say, stop narrating. I'll be careful, girl. That's Kathy Hilton.
You'll be tossed out of Beverly Hills.
Don't you worry.
Also, one thing that I kind of noticed, the way that Kathy says her S's is really weird.
Okay.
Like in her confessional when she was like, mountain cloud of molehill or something like that. Like it was like, it just sounded weird. You'll have to go back and watch it.
Okay. I think I'm going to call that this episode.
But what do you mean?
She fucks it up and says, molehill's out of mountains. That's going to be the episode name.
No, oh, yeah. Good one.
And then we go to... Kyle and Dorit going into the home.
Yeah.
Dorit's messy house.
Jesus.
Holy hell.
Can I just say?
Yeah.
The fucking stock rails in the whatever room that was.
They're doing a refill.
For two people that have come from retail apparel, seeing those stock rails, did that trigger you?
Yeah.
The way that they were just chaotically spread across the floor, that made me want to like be like, what's going on here, guys?
Refill it. Guys,
do we need refill? Like, what are these empty rails?
We need to fill the 2 for 5s. and it was just shit everywhere. And Kyle saying, oh, this is making me feel so much better.
Yeah.
Openly saying that her house is trashed.
Literally.
And then I've also seen a TikTok that has like the voiceover to Kyle saying, when you have so much going on in your life, you can really tell and see it in your home. And it's this girl like frantically trying to clean her apartment. So true though.
It is.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
And then we kind of see like a new bond forming between them, which is good to see. It's like, because now they're bonding over both being separated. So
I know, but I will say though, that conversation that they had when they were sitting on the couch, it did kind of feel like Dorit was just challenging so much of what Kyle was saying.
Yeah,
it and did. I was kind of like, that would be a frustrating conversation for me if I was Kyle.
Yeah, but Kyle could kind of handle it really well and shut it down.
That's one of the like moments where you do notice how much patience Kyle actually has with Dorit. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that she gets that kind of like recognition enough, to be honest, because if I was sitting there and I was Kyle, I would be like, can you shut up?
Yeah.
Like, why are you asking me these fucking questions?
Yeah.
Like, you're going through the same situation.
Yeah, don't get angry at me.
Like, you're sitting here going, oh, but do you want a divorce? Do you want to get back together? Or you said 6 months. Yeah. Like, what? Can you... Like, I've never gone through a fucking divorce before.
We're figuring this out.
Oh, actually, she has. But just relax.
Yeah, yeah. She was, firing off a lot of questions. And I feel like Kyle handled it pretty well.
Yeah.
Weird though how they were talking and they were just both looking out at something. I was like, are you looking out a window? Or like they'd say something, pause, and then look like past the camera.
They've
like,
probably what's... spotted Sutton out the window hoping for someone to come and chase her down.
Hideous studded sketches and thought, fuck me.
Also Dorit saying, we have to live, when Kyle asks, what are we supposed to do? We have to live. That is like...
That's you to me.
That's me.
Yeah.
Like, trying to reclaim my youth in my 30s. I'm not okay with, like, what we're doing in our 30s. We have to live. So, I've resonated with that.
That's you to the 21-year-olds and the smokers. In whatever club you've found or gained entry into. And then we go into next week. My God, these girls look like they're so over Jennifer Tilly.
Yeah,
I saw and that. I've seen that article as well where they're trying to all ice her out. And can I blame them? No, she's fucking weird. Does not make any sense on the show. Even Sutton looks like she's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, we finally see the girls get revved up. Mo's with a mystery woman.
Mm. Was this the one that... Because obviously that comes out in real time back then when they're filming it. But... is this the girl that was from the Dancing with the Stars?
I don't think so.
It's not?
I think they say that this one's an actress
or a
singer or something. Could be, though. But there was rumours that those two were together for a while, too.
I just couldn't even imagine being Kyle.
Do you think that kind of cements that they are actually really separated?
I don't know. Like, look, they might have been properly separated, but like, I still stand by my... words when I say like that I think that they'll be back together within the next 6 to 12 months.
Yeah, okay. And what about even just going over previous episodes with Dorit and PK, do you think they're really separated now? Or do you think it's for the show?
I still feel like it could be for the show.
Yeah. Especially since you see them filming at the start and then we just kind of really haven't seen him again.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It just seems off.
For me, still the weirdest thing was, like, them deciding not to tell the kids.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you're filming a television. Also, you're in the public eye.
Filming a television?
Filming a show, whatever. And then you're also, in the public eye. So, it's like... I don't know. You know it would get back to them if it was really happening.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I could be easily convinced either way. I wouldn't be surprised if both of them were, you know, not real. But
yeah.
Nonetheless, it's making good TV at the moment. So.
Yeah. I honestly, like after this episode, I feel like Beverly Hills could be on the way back up.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah.
But we're kind of getting to... we're past midway now.
Yeah.
Like, it's a little bit too late. Like, it took them a little bit to get warmed up. But, you know, we're finally there.
Well, hopefully they end the season on something, like, really big. And then they can, you know, get straight into the next one.
Yeah.
Start strong.
Yeah, for sure. Well, that's Beverly Hills. We've also started watching White Lotus.
Yep.
We watched the first episode last night. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, like, it was obviously, like, setting the tone for what the story is and stuff. But yeah, it's just a cool show. Like, it's fun to watch.
Who, like, what kind of group are you most interested in?
Good question. I feel like I'm kind of more intrigued by the couple, like the girl.
The UK and then, girl?
Yeah, and then the guy, because there's a couple scenes where it shows him looking very, like, worried about something and, like, stressed that that guy had gone back to Hong Kong or whatever.
Yeah.
So, I feel like there's a, like, a storyline there that involves him. So, I'm going to say that part at the moment.
I love the three blonde girls.
Yeah.
I think that's a mess. I love watching those two go back and forth while that other one is always left out feeling...
It might even be her with the gun at the end.
Could be.
Just fucking, she's had enough. Popping
off, yeah. And she's like, these two are the first ones to go, and then I'm going to be the prettiest out of the three.
Yeah.
I also find weird, I'm weirded out by the two brothers.
Oh, yeah, that was
strange. I don't know what's going on there. I hope that they're not blood related, because it seems like the little one has something freaky going on in the... He's a bit hot in the jocks for the big brother.
Well, and the big brother was like making some weird... comments too.
Yeah, so I feel like I'm hoping that they're halfers, you know, not halfers. What do you call them?
Stepbrothers.
Yeah, no blood. Okay, not even half blood, because holy dooly. But you know, with this show, you never know.
You never know.
It's so twisted.
Yeah,
but loving that as well. So can't wait for that to continue.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, first one for you. While we're on White Lotus. If you were staying at a White Lotus hotel, where would you stay? Season 1, Maui in Hawaii. Season 2, Sicily in Italy. Or Season 3, Thailand in Koh Samui?
Benny, I can't remember this shit. Like, why do you think I'm going to remember what the hotels look like?
No. Just think of the country.
What was the first one?
Hawaii. I literally just said them. Hawaii, Italy, or Thailand.
Well...
pick one of the three countries.
Well, I didn't know if you meant, like, I had to picture the fucking hotels and shit.
I mean, surely you can sketch out an idea in your mind.
I can kind of remember the Italy one. But I can't even really remember season one.
Okay, well, just try to think of Hawaii when you think of season
one. Well, I think I would go with Italy anyway.
Yeah, okay. I agree.
Okay. Thank you. Was
that hard? Okay, do you want to go?
Yeah. So, who would you rather... have as a roommate for 6 months? Dorit, Sutton, or Brittany from Salt Lake City?
Dorit.
Really?
Dorit. Brittany would be, one, recording me doing every single thing that I do. I'm scared for my life.
Yeah, that would not be good for your schizophrenia.
No. I would tweak.
Yeah.
Sutton, I think I would probably just burst into tears every single day because I can't stand her so much. And I know Dorit would get under my nerves, but at least she would, like, help me look good, you know?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think I'd go with Dorit too.
Because
I do, like, she would be annoying, but I think if you told her to fuck off, she would.
Yeah. Unless it's this season, Dorit.
Yeah. Then she's... You've got...
And then she'd say, don't call me a bitch in my home yeah, and get the fuck out.
And then she'd have you removed.
Yeah.
The bailiffs would rock up.
Who's that?
You know, like bailiffs when like people get evicted from houses and like the bailiffs will come and like
change. What does a bailiff look like?
No, I think that's their job. Like that's their job title, I think. Like,
who's bringing a lift into the home to get rid of someone?
Can you Google that? Like, I'm pretty sure they're called bailiffs.
Bailiffs?
Yeah, you would need a bailiff.
Yeah, this huge...
Someone will bring a crane in.
Bailiff wheelchair?
No.
Oh, bailiff.
Bailiff.
Oh, yeah, no, it's just a regular person.
Yeah, but suit. Is that just their job?
Is a legal officer who serves court documents and enforces court orders.
Yeah, well,
it's not someone forcing me out of the home, but well, yeah, it's...
You'll get served then.
Yeah.
Anyways, you next or me?
I think it's me.
Go.
Whose side are you on in Beverly Hills right now, Sutton or Dorit? I feel like I know, but I want to know what the viewers think. And obviously you as well.
Probably Dorit.
Yeah, 100%. I'm never on Sutton's
side. I mean, look, she was a bit of a bitch in that scene, but...
You could tell from the start she had bad energy with her, so...
But I totally...
Sutton overreacted.
Yeah, and I also see why Dorit would want to be a bitch to her, so...
Yeah, yeah. Agree.
So, picture this.
Mm-hmm.
You're part of the cast of Beverly Hills.
Okay.
Don't know who you are. You're you, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm
the guy at Dorit's party waiting for a hot dog.
No, you're part of the cast, so you're basically a woman, whatever. You've gone bankrupt. You're about to lose your house. You have $10 to your name. You can't afford to eat. You can't pay your bills. Like, it's really, really bad. I don't know.
It's kind of sounding like Dorit's storyline.
Maybe, a little bit, but I don't know what it is.
Okay, sure.
Business deal gone bad.
Mm-hmm.
Who out of the current Beverly Hills cast are you going to for help?
It really depends on the relationships that I have with them, but probably I'm going to say Kyle.
I thought Kyle too.
Because Kyle, I feel like she feels good if you come to her with wanting support, and she'll give you support.
And look, she's helped some bitches out over her years.
Definitely not to rape, because she's only got the Homeless and Toothless Foundation.
Yeah.
Or Toothless and Homeless, and we still don't know.
Look, they're acquaintances, remember? So.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who's a better spokesperson, Garcelle or Bose?
That's a good question. Do you know, I feel like I'm going to go with... Oh, actually, that is a hard question.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like it's Bose.
Yeah, I'm going to say Bose,
Bose. Like Bose's arguments for Dorit feel more like they make sense a bit more.
Yeah. And I don't think she is kind of definitely on Dorit's side only, but she's kind of... Garcelle was like Sutton or nothing, you know? Yeah. And it was annoying watching Sutton put her foot in it every single time, and Garcelle would pull her out every single time.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like Bose is still upfront about Dorit having issues with all the women and her kind of calling her out on it.
Yeah. I do kind of agree with what Kyle said, though, around how she feels like Bose's defense for Dorit is what has stopped them from being able to connect.
Yeah. It was wrong timing for, like,
two to connect. I do actually believe Kyle, and I do think that Bose doesn't want to admit that because it would come across as juvenile.
Yeah.
Like, I actually thought Kyle was right in that argument.
Yeah, yeah, I agree too. I think, you know, her and Kyle probably would have gotten along, but it was just the timing of where Dorit and Kyle were at the time that it just has not... They've not been able to bond because...
Yeah.
Of how close they've gotten so far.
Yeah. And I also think that Bose's view on the argument with Dorit and Kyle was a view that I didn't agree with. Mm. Like, Bose was like, you're breaking girl code, blah, blah. Whereas I was kind of like, like, they've been friends for so long.
Yeah.
Like, as a couple.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like, whatever. Anyways, my last one is, who wins the most unhinged housewife award of all time out of the below? Kim Richards, Taylor Armstrong, Jen Shaw, Brittany Bateman, Monica Garcia, or Janet Roach?
Big list.
Well, there's a lot of unhinged ladies.
I'm going to say... It's hard because Roachie really has said some vulgar things.
Crazy shit, yeah. That would get you thrown off of one of the other franchises,
yeah,
for sure.
Like she said in one episode, have you got room for lids? Because she is quite a big girl.
Yeah, and also the dumb fat bitch comment.
Like the fat shaming I've not heard from the American franchise.
Also, side note, you need to stop using my work phone to write.
Sorry,
podcast notes in, because I went into my notes one day at work and just saw a note with the headline, "You dumb fat bitch." And I freaked out thinking to myself, when did I write that?
It's because when we film, I film on this phone, Jess films on her phone, she's using her work phone and I'm using your work phone. Yeah. So I apologize. I've lost my old spare phone.
Anyways.
Won't happen
back
again,
to the question.
Sorry, can you give it to me again? Give me a beat.
Just the list or the whole question?
Just the list.
Okay. Kim Richards, mm-hmm. Taylor Armstrong, Jen Shaw, Brittany Bateman, Monica Garcia, or Janet Roach?
Okay. So, Taylor Armstrong was unhinged, but for only a period of time.
Yeah. I almost didn't have her on the list because, A, it was very circumstantial, yeah. and B, it was for a short amount of time, yeah. but it also was like... crazy yeah. TV history. So
I'm going to take Roachie off as well, even though she's said some extremely wild shit.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like there's more unhinged out there than fat shaming.
Yeah. Well, I've put X's next to their names.
Okay, great. Who have we got left? Kim, Jen, Monica.
And Brittany.
I'm going to get rid of Brittany. She's just stupid.
Yeah.
So I've got Kim, Jen, and Monica left. I'm going to get rid of Monica. She wasn't as, like, she didn't have as much time.
Yep.
I'm going to go with, it's a very, very close call, but mm-hmm. I'm going to say Jen.
Really?
Getting arrested while you're being filmed is unhinged.
But Kim's been arrested too. It just wasn't, they weren't filming.
True.
And hasn't Kim been arrested multiple times?
Yeah, but Jen's in jail. That's pretty unhinged.
Yeah.
And like, she's just been a menace from day one. Kim has been, you know, I would say a roller coaster.
Mm.
Jen has been off the Richter ever since we saw, put her eyes on her, on our screens.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It's really tough between those two.
What would you say?
Well, I was leaning more towards Kim,
mm-hmm.
but Jen really, like, has been consistently unhinged the whole way through Salt Lake City and is sitting in jail, so...
Yeah, I mean, you can't top that.
You can't.
Bada bing, bada boom. That's great. Mm-hmm. We're all done. Thanks so much again. Oh, sorry. Is there anything else you wanted to cover?
No.
No? Thanks so much again for joining me this week.
Whatever.
You should really be more appreciative.
What are you giving me, a platform?
Yeah, I'm giving you this amazing audience of three mm-hmm. that listen to us. Anyway, so have a great, well, day. I'll be with you anyway, so it will be great. And
I'm going to go crack one open.
No shock there. I'm going to go edit this. Have a great weekend. See you next week, maybe.
All right.
Uru.
See ya.